Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Hi, and welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Jess Furtick, and it is my absolute pleasure to welcome back Andrew Corbett, who is the CEO and Managing Director of Kingston Resources. The ASX ticker code is KSN. Hi, Andrew. Welcome back.
Hi, Jess. Thanks for having me, and it's great to be talking to you today, and exciting times at Kingston.
Absolutely. There is so much happening with Kingston at the moment, Andrew. You've recently sold the Misima Gold Project in PNG, as we know, in-country miner Ok-Teddy. And now you've just recently announced an aggressive exploration program at Mineral Hill and a strategic update. Yep. So just to start on that, how, or can you elaborate for our small caps audience, how is the $50 million cash that you just received from the Misima sale going to be allocated across exploration, underground development, and possible mill expansion at Mineral Hill?
Right. Yeah, no. So the first thing we did was pay back our debt. So we got the money on the 11th of July. And since then, we've now paid back our debt. And that's obviously cleaned up. That's $15 million. Fantastic benefit for us today, because we now don't have to pay $2 million a year in interest, and we don't have $2 million a year of costs for Misima, and we get paid about $1 million a year. So it's about a $5 million turn in our sort of cost base this financial year. So that's a big tick. So there's a big chunk to go towards drilling straight away. Plus, the mine doesn't have those payments that were going to start coming in about 12 or 18 months' time. So they're all now done and dusted. Exploration and resource drilling. So we've been historically spending about $2 million a year, which is nothing, on drilling. We're going to go to about $8 to $10 million a year for the next 2 years. So that's about 40,000 drill meters. So that's about 50% for Greenfield's new discoveries and about 50% for building the mine life and extending to our current resources. So it's a bit of both. We'll have one underground drill rig going and we'll have one surface drill rig going. That should all be, they should both be running by November, hopefully a bit earlier, but November this, so what, 3 months, less than 3 months. So that's the main areas. We're going to spend a little bit on the plant, but it's small, you know, $1 to $2-3 million sort of numbers, on just optimizing, de-risking, building redundancy. So where we've got one, for example, we've got one filter press, we think we need a second filter press so that we've got redundancy. So just to take away the downtime when things break. So really, it's the first time Mineral Hill's had an opportunity with some fresh air to go ahead without debt, without having lots of bills, and with a mine life. So 6 year mine life at Mineral Hill is long. I mean, this thing, you never had any mine life before.
Yeah.
It's an exciting time. Kingston's debt free. We've got over $30 million in the bank. I think that's the bottom for cash. We should grow cash from here. And the fourth thing, which I hadn't mentioned, was we're going to bring the underground forward. So we were going to start underground January, February. Now we'll bring that forward 3 months. So as soon as we can get development started underground, we will.
Unbelievable, Andrew. Now, it sounds like the exploration is quite a key focus in terms of cash allocation. And you've got a 40,000 meter drilling program that you announced that you're going to launch. And it's the biggest exploration program in decades at Mineral Hill. And it's only really, it hasn't even touched the surface in terms of what resources could potentially be over there. Just want to understand the specifics of what are the key targets at Mineral Hill. You mentioned just briefly before, but just really want to understand the key targets in Mineral Hill for your 40,000 meter drill program. And what would success look like for Kingston from that program?
For me, being very focused on cash flow, mining engineer, success is two-pronged. Mine life, so get to a 10-year mine life. I want to see a 10-year mine life at Mineral Hill. So that's priority number one. And equal priority number one is a discovery, because I am convinced we're sitting on a cracking piece of ground, that the last drill out, like you said, in the 80s, right? So everyone since the 80s has lived off that original big drill out at Mineral Hill. So we're going to have another crack. Is there another Mineral Hill? I think there is. Is there a discovery? Absolutely. We think we're well overdue for a discovery. So success is a discovery and a 10-year mine life. And I'll talk more about the 10-year mine life when we talk about the mill expansion.
Yes, actually, that was my next question. Could a staged mill expansion be justified? In fact, it is, you know, with discovery. And what sort of ore feed levels would be needed to justify that mill expansion?
Yeah, so the 10-year mine life, I think how we talk about it internally is 10-year mine life at the current run rate. So get to 10 years at 350,000 tonnes per annum. As soon as we can get to that number, which is 1,000 tonne a day, so we talk about it as 1,000 tonne a day. Now, how do we get to 2,000 tonne a day? But it might not be in one step. It might be 1,200 to 1,500 tonnes per day and then to 2,000 or something like that. So try and keep that 10-year mine life to underpin the base load at 350,000 and then start to optimise the plant. Ideally, we get a second ore source from our own ground doing 350,000 tonnes. Our current underground doing 350 and another underground or an open pit or something delivering another 300 to 350,000 tonnes per annum. So that's how I see it working as Kingston's managing our own organic growth, managing it internally, managing it with our own tonnes. So now if we don't get that extra underground or that other discovery, then we've got to talk to neighbours. We've got to talk to people around us that have resources that can be processed at Mineral Hill. So the hub and spoke strategy. But my number one rule is the hub and spoke strategy only works as if you've got a base load. You've got to have your base load locked in for 10 years. So, you know, I wouldn't go and expand the processing plant for a third party ore source unless I knew I had a base load locked in from our own ore. So that's what we're thinking on that front. So primary focus, number one, organic growth with the drill bit. Then let's see what else is around us. There are people with resources, you know, some of them are interesting, some of them we don't think it'll look that great, but we're just starting that work now.
Thanks, Andrew. And just focusing on that organic growth strategy, Kingston currently has a 5-year mine life, and you're going to start underground mining at the end of this year in December.
Yeah, that's correct. So, yeah, we're going to be champagne corks popping on that first cut. Absolutely.
So before the champagne corks go, what are the risks associated with going underground, do you think?
Yeah. And there are some, and I'm glad you've asked, because people, these aren't easy. You know, starting a new mine is commissioning. So we've done 3 commissionings already at Mineral Hill. So the tailings when we came in, then we've done the open pits, then we had to commission the float circuit. So we're getting good at it, but I think the key risk is people. You know, we've already got a jumbo and a bogger, so I can take a cut now. I've got 2 pieces of equipment. We've got other pieces of equipment identified, so I'm not worried about equipment as much. It's more about the skills, the people to ramp that underground up. So we're just making offers now to an underground mining superintendent. We've already got the underground mine manager on site. We've got interviews with underground mining engineers as we speak. We're running expressions of interest on Seek right now. You can see for underground operators. So it's about building the people now. One positive, big positive for Condobolin is that it has a history of underground people. So there's resident people that live in Condo that work in other underground mines all over the place that might come home.
That's so interesting, Andrew. So, yeah, you mentioning people as the key risk. And as we know, Mineral Hill's just gone through a full revamp. That's why you had the debt in the first place, which is now repaid. So you've got this brand new sort of processing plant ready to go, one of only 2 polymetallic processing plants in the region. How material is third-party ore feed going to be for Mineral Hill? And are there discussions underway? I know you mentioned the hub and spokes model. So moving from the organic, you know, getting other ore coming in from third parties.
Yeah, look, we've been open about talking to everybody. You know, we've done site visits just about every mine in Cobar, not all of them. So we've run a very different strategy right from day one when we got Mineral Hill, just to be open book, guys, come on, let's talk what makes sense here. So yes, conversations are happening, but it's not ground corporate stuff at the moment. It is really at the project level. You've got a resource there. Does that make sense to come to Mineral Hill? Can it be trucked? The hub and spoke strategy really only works on existing roads. I think if we have to build new roads, it makes it very hard. The 3 things we think about is copper gold, that's the primary focus. Are there roads? And if we have to drive through a town, it's pretty hard. You don't want to drive trucks through town. So they're the sort of things we're doing and looking at. And then it's copper, gold, lead, zinc, silver. You know, we can take them all. And that is a unique position. As you point out, there is only one other plant in Cobar that can do everything as alongside Mineral Hill. So that's an interesting position. Look, so what's this based? But drill holes and declines. We talk about this again all the time in the company. That's where our money needs to be going, into drill holes and declines, not into buying other companies or buying processing plants and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So really focusing on the organic growth side of the moment, as you mentioned before. Now, you mentioned people as well, Andrew, and the company's also just made some strategic sort of leadership appointments at Mineral Hill. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and who they are and what you've hired and, yeah, how they're going to support this next phase of growth.
Yeah, so I've just got off from a call with Melanie. So Melanie McCarthy has joined Kingston as our general manager for Mineral Hill. And Jeff Merrill, who was the general manager, is moving into a new study role or growth role, which I'll talk about. So Mel's a metallurgist and mining engineer in one, with a first class ticket, comes with great pedigree and experience. She's from a mining family, and I'm super excited about having, well, a female running it as well, because I think it really brings a different perspective for the mine and for the people. She's very focused on developing people, but also just a new fresh set of eyes, new blood, because Jeff done a great job. Jeff was on site when this mine was on care and maintenance with two people. There was him and a fitter, right? So Jeff's gone from rebuilding, starting this to 120, 140 people today. So he needs a break. So he's been there 10 years. So number one thing for Jeff is to go and have a holiday. And then Jeff is going to come back and work alongside Mel on all the studies we think we need to do. So we've got at least two internal studies we need to do. And I think we've got a third on an external resource that we need to work out whether it might or might not make sense. So that's going to be Jeff's priority. So over the next year, once he's had a holiday, is to work on studies. And if they get past the decisions and stage gates, then he hands them over to Mel, and Mel then delivers them. So it's going to be, it's another senior person in the management team, and we've run it so lean and tight. It's actually nice to have another person with a bit more horsepower at that senior level to really drive the growth at Mineral Hill.
Andrew, that is so exciting and actually music to my ears. And I know, you know, having known you for quite a few years now and worked with you, Andrew, Kingston is such a diverse employer, and you guys have done so much work on the mentorship side for empowering women in the industry. You have Stephanie Gillan, who's, you know, she's head of your HR, and she is an award-winning diversity, equity and inclusion icon in the industry at the moment as well. And she's, you know, obviously had a huge part to play in building that culture. So it's wonderful to see that. And now having Melanie on board and, you know, speaking so highly of her and, you know, that expertise coming in, I think it's just, yeah, it's fantastic for the company and really speaks to the culture that you've built.
Yeah, I thank you. And we're really proud of that. We employ a lot of people from PNG as well, because we have obviously a relationship with PNG very closely in the business. So very focused on getting a lot more ladies in the company, because it makes a big difference. It even makes a big difference in our mining crew. We've got a couple of cracking young girls from Condoblin who are just having a real crack on site and running rings around the boys. And it's awesome.
But I love that. Diversity is all about different perspectives. And I think the more that you have diversity in a business, the more perspectives you have, you know, the greater you're going to be able to problem solve and have that creativity. So yeah, Kingston, yeah, you guys are leading the charge on that. And I think it's really wonderful to see. Now, Andrew, beyond Mineral Hill, how do you see Kingston growing in copper and gold, say, over the next 5 years?
Yeah, that's a good question. So my number one priority is to get more value in the share price for Mineral Hill. So we've talked about that. That drill bit declines, that's what's going to deliver value, cash, you know, and the cash flows. So we need to do that as a priority. But we've always said we want to be a multi-mine company, copper and gold, gold and copper, whichever is your preference and whichever is the bigger number in my mind. I don't think you'll see us pivoting into other commodities. It's really about base metals, precious metals, but particularly gold, copper. Eastern Coast strategy. We like brownfields with approvals, with processing plants. If things are in production, that's great. So I don't know. Maybe there's a merger down the road. Maybe, you know, let's see. But right now, let's just keep driving really hard at Mineral Hill. And I think that's going to play out. We now have a very strong balance sheet. As I said here, cash is sort of going to bottom at 30 and grow. We've got two more installments to come from Octeti. You know, there's another $20 million there. We've got in the money warrants on our register. There's another $11 million. We've got a very strong position now. That's going to create opportunity. And also building, we want to build and operate. We want to actually operate mines. You know, a lot of junior miners or explorers just want to discover and sell. We don't want to do that. We want to build and operate. Well, so it's exciting.
It's so exciting, and you've absolutely already proven that from, you know, the acquisition of Mineral Hill, revamping the processing plant, mining from the tailings, getting cash flow generative to, you know, where you are now, having sold being in a very strong position from a cash perspective. You're in a hot seat at the moment for opportunities, as you mentioned.
I mean, we paid $23 million for Mineral Hill. It's going to do $100 million this year in sales. And it's incredible where this little mine's going to get to.
It's absolutely fantastic. It's been so wonderful to watch the strategic growth, direction, shift, change, transformation of Kingston. And it's been a huge testament to just the enormous amount of work that you and your team have put to get to this very exciting spot that you're in. Heaps of opportunity, as you mentioned, Andrew, and really looking forward to seeing what happens next in terms of your organic growth and also your hub and spokes model in terms of, you know, potential mergers, acquisitions, perhaps in the future. But yeah, for now, we'll keep our eyes opened and peeled for exploration results that come out.
Yeah, look for updates on production, updates on exploration, drill rigs, starting the underground. It's going to be a lot of stuff happening.
Wonderful. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for joining us, and look forward to having you back very soon.
Thank you, Jess. Appreciate it.